This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 170, the IELTS pregame ritual for a championship score.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, take cues from the world's top athletes to perform your best on test day, and we'll show you how to do it. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Good, good. How are you? How are you on this fine day, Lindsay?
Well, the sun is shining here in Boston, so that makes me happy. I'm having dinner with my parents this weekend here in Boston, so that should be nice. Overall, things are good. Yeah.
Well, this weekend, the Timbers are in the MLS Cup Championship, so super exciting.
That is really exciting. Congratulations. I mean, well, after you win, I'll say congratulations.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, we're the Western Conference champions, so we're already champions of like half of the country. Now we just have to beat, oh shoot, who are we playing? Oh, I can't even remember who we're playing. Darn it.
Oh.
But Sunday.
Oh, what kind of fan are you?
I know. Isn't that terrible? I just like blanked out. Oh, that's terrible. The Columbus Ooh. Crew. That's who we're playing.
Ooh, good luck. I hope you guys rock it totally. And actually, Jessica, that's interesting because that makes me think of today's topic. Now, so what do you think your team, what was the name of the Portland team? Team again? The Cruisers?
Timbers.
No.
Come on.
Oh, the Timbers.
Man.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Just kidding.
So they've practiced, right, for months and months and weeks for this game. What do you think they're doing today, the day before the game? Like, what are they doing now that they've done all this practice?
They're eating pasta and relaxing. They're like, you know what I mean? They're going to spend some time with their families. They're probably going to spend some relaxed time by themselves, like getting mentally prepared for the game. But at the same time, they're not going to spend all day thinking about it. They're not going to have a 3-hour practice and risk like hurting themselves, right?
Right, right. They're not going to go run sprints at the end of a 3-hour practice the night before and then wake up sore, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This correlates perfectly with our topic
Beautiful.
Today.
Beautiful. What's our topic today, Jessica? What are we talking about today?
So Lindsay and I were looking through some emails from some students on our course, and that's what sort of inspired this episode today is we're nervous for our students getting nervous, you know, like it makes us worried about our students. They're working so hard. They have put in so much time and effort into our course. We can see the amount of time that they've spent online in our course, and they've sent us emails about all the extra practice that they're doing, which is fantastic. But then they don't know what to do these last couple days before the exam. So I think like they should be inspired by what these professional athletes are doing. Like people tell them what to do. They have trainers, they have coaches, and we're the trainers and coaches for our students, right? So we're going to tell them what to do today.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And in some ways, this is actually a good sign if you are this kind of person that's worked so hard in this course.
Yes.
And now if it's the day before, you're freaking out and you're worried you're not ready. That's actually a good sign because that means you're probably ready, right? If you're doubting that you're probably ready because you've done a lot of work. I worry more about people who have gone into our course and they haven't done the work and they think they're ready. Mm-hmm. They're overconfident. I would be more concerned about that kind of person. So if you're having these concerns, guys, at least you're in the right kind of side of the game here.
Exactly. I mean, you have to look at the amount of work that you put in, and you're going to be honest with yourself. You're not going to look back and be like, oh, wow, I was really lazy. That's why I'm not ready. Like, no, that's not the student we're talking about. We're talking about the students that, like the ones in our course who have done all the practices, watched all the video lectures, participated in these power hours with me. And I have seen these students increase by a whole band score in their writing. I mean, it's amazing. They should look at all this and say, like, you know what? I have done my best. There is nothing else I can do in the next 2 days that is going to impact my score. And I mean, that's the reality of it. That's the truth. Like, you cannot do anything in 2 days that's going to improve your score. The only thing you can do is make your score go down because you're like, if the Timbers are practicing too much today and they hurt their bodies for the game tomorrow, like, that's what's going to happen to you exactly, is if you get that Cambridge practice test and you do, you know, all the practice tests, you spend hours and your brain, you're hurting your brain muscle. You're like injuring your brain muscle. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. You're overusing it. And not only that, but also if you happen to, for some reason, get a lower score than you expected on your practice test, that would really throw you off, right? And that's what we want to be careful of. So it's kind of a matter of, we're hurting ourselves in terms of anxiety more than is worth, you know, more than the trade-off of taking that extra practice test, more than the benefit we could get from taking that extra practice test, because we've already done at least 2 practice tests in our course. And probably people are also doing additional practice tests, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I'm sure all the students in our course are, they're diligent students. These guys are really hard workers. They're definitely doing additional practice tests as well. I want them to do that. I want them to seek out these extra opportunities because they need to practice our strategies. You can't just learn the strategies and then reproduce it on the test. Like, these are things you have to practice. The recent episode that I got to interview Renata, she's a really good example of this. Like, she, oh my God, she got what, a 9 in reading? Right? Like, that's
amazing.
Amazing. And I mean, that's what a lot we talked about. And the biggest takeaway from that was that she learned the strategies, yes, but then she put in the hard work to practice these strategies over and over again. And like, so you need to do that, but doing one more practice test the day before the exam is not going to help you. It's not that like one extra practice test is not going to suddenly make things click. And like Lindsay said, it could potentially hurt you. What if you're just nervous, right? Because you have the exam the next day. And so you don't do your best on this one extra practice test and you end up getting a poor score. That poor score, what if you get like a 5, right? Because you're just not into it that day. That 5 is going to get in your head and you're going to have that 5 mentality walking into the test the next day. And that's going to, like, you're going to, like, that's going to be your vision and you're going to create that and then get a 5 because that's like in your head.
Exactly, Jessica. So the key here is putting in the hard work in the beginning, in that those 30 days, right? Really kind of front loading the work, working hard, doing what we should do on the study plan every day, and then clearing the mind, right? We clear the mind just before the test. I mean, one part of our course, we have the anti-anxiety module, which we don't find in other courses. And that's something we definitely, when we go into the test, we want to make sure we've done that so that we know exactly where we are likely to get nervous in the test and what to do, exactly what to do. But once we've done that, we need to clear the mind, right? I mean, what could we do the night before the test to relax? Maybe watch a movie with friends.
Totally.
Right?
I think, seriously, get out of the house. Get out of your head. That's what I've seen in interviews with these professional athletes. What do they do the day before? They have rituals for getting mentally prepared, which is getting out of their head. Because that's one of the biggest like killers, even for these pro athletes, is just mentally they get too nervous and then it ruins their performance. And then it's this vicious cycle where they're convincing themselves that they're a bad player. And that can happen with our students, right? So you need to get out of your own head because inside you're just going to freak out and like ruin yourself. So go out with friends, go out and don't, you know, like have too many cocktails, but just have like one drink. Just have a chat.
No problem.
Nice dinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Come home relatively early, you know? I mean,
yes.
You know, it makes me think also of this concept of tapering that I've heard about in the running world, mm-hmm. where runners, I mean, their hardest practice run is never the day before, even right. the week before the marathon. It's in the middle of the practice, and then they yeah. taper off and they reduce, whereby the end of the the night before, they're probably not running at all. It's similar to the soccer teams mm-hmm. and the tennis players, right? It's the same thing. These are how the top performers in the world perform. On this podcast, you can learn a few tips and tricks, but if you're ready to go deeper and get serious about your IELTS preparation, if it's coming up soon, go to allearsenglish.com/insider and get our 3-part video masterclass series to go deeper with the IELTS exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. See you there.
Exactly, exactly. And they all have their different ways of like relaxing the day before also, right? They're going to have very specific, like I said, rituals. And as Lindsay mentioned, our course has that anti-anxiety module. And if you are freaked out and you do feel like you have to do something, like you just have to do something mm-hmm. to feel prepared the day before, then mm-hmm. don't do any of the practice tests or the worksheets in our course. Go in and do those moments of zen, right? Go in and do the relaxing yeah. parts of our course that talk about strengthening your mind and calming down and reducing that stress and pressure. Those things, those moments of zen, that's what's going to put you in the right relaxed state of mind to where you are able to sleep and then you are able to wake up refreshed the next day and go into the test as confident and relaxed as possible.
Yeah, it kind of makes me think of, you know, the way we feel after a restful weekend, right? I know that yeah. when I go hiking and I'm away from my desk all weekend, I just feel so good, so efficient, and so sharp on a Monday morning after that kind of weekend. Whereas if I work all weekend, I feel horrible on Monday.
Totally, totally.
I'm burnt out.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I'm the same way. I mean, but if listeners, if you've been listening to our podcast for any length of time, you know that Lindsay and I work a lot. Like we
sort of workaholics. Yeah,
we have. I mean, long lists of stuff to do, and like very productive, and always mm-hmm. doing something. So I have to like literally force myself. I have to schedule it in that like tonight is a relaxed night. I have to put it on my list of to-do things. Like yeah, I have to write good. Down relax or else I'm not yes. going to do it. And yes. like I do have, and this is going to happen to our students also the day before. Like I do have momentary glimpses of guilt being like, I should be working on this chapter. Oh, I should be editing this. Yeah. I should like, I do. Yeah. And our students are going to have that too. Like, I should really be reviewing the listening strategies. Oh, I should really just write one more essay. Like those thoughts are going to cross your mind. That's okay. But you have to force yourself to be lazy, like make yourself sit on the couch and yeah. like binge watch something, yeah. you know, get into.
That's right.
Yeah.
Binge watch. I like that term. And the key here, though, that I see is the overarching theme is the only way you get to have a relaxing night before the exam is if you've really prepared, right? Because we can't give the advice. I mean, if you haven't done your preparation, then you will be going crazy the night before. And we have mm-hmm. no advice for that at that point, guys, because you haven't prepared well. But when you started at the 30 or 60 day mark and you've done the work every day that we tell you to do, mm-hmm. or if you're in another course that you're supposed to do, you can enjoy the night before. You can enjoy the day before and you can go and relax. But the only way is by putting in the work.
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, there's no way that I am able to relax unless I've been productive. You know, and it's the same with our students. There's no mm-hmm. way that you are going to be relaxed and have any confidence whatsoever unless you have worked as hard as possible. Unless you can be sure that you have put in all of your time and all of your effort and, you know, you're not like every spare moment, but you've worked as hard as possible. Like you've done your best. Yeah, I know like.
When, exactly.
Yeah. Like when I was growing up and playing soccer and like really competitively, and I'd get nervous before games and stuff. And my mom was always like, she never talked about winning. You know, she's like that doesn't matter. That can't stress you out right now. Because again, like if that's all you think about, mm-hmm. then you're going to ruin your own performance, right? You have to focus on doing your best. And that's it. Like, that's all that's you can do. There's the, like,
yeah. And the results will take care of themselves, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you can do.
So just
one step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, still today, I'm like 35. I'm not playing soccer anymore, but sometimes I do get stressed out about, you know, performing on stuff or achieving certain things. And still my mom's little pep talk, like that comes back to me. Like, all you can do is your best. And that's it. And it's like that one simple sentence. And I just kind of repeat that to myself until I like calm down and be like, okay, I'm sure that I have done my best. And that's it. Like, there's nothing else I could worry about right now.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So let's take inspiration from student athletes and the best performers in the world, right? Athletes. I mean, we have a lot that we can learn from athletes. We should interview like a pro athlete on this show. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd to learn be about awesome. Performance. Okay, I'm going to put in a call
Maybe
to
you
the
have
Timbers.
Some soccer players. Yeah, yeah, give them a call.
Oh my God. Do you know how like starstruck and tongue tied I would be? I wouldn't even be able to talk.
I know
like,
you couldn't do the interview.
I love you. Oh my God. That would be so amazing.
I think, I know, you'd be like, I can't interview right now. I'm just going to die.
I know, I'd be like, excuse me. Oh my God. I'd literally like freak out for a while. They'd be like, okay, I am composed now. Can you tell me about your pregame ritual, Darlington Nagbe, my favorite player? Diego Chara, my second favorite player.
Yeah. Pre-game ritual. I like that. That might be our title of today's episode, the pre-game ritual. I love it, guys. So be inspired by the athletes, the best athletes in the world here, guys. And just play your cards right the night before, right? Just relax. If you've put in the work, you have the ability to relax and get the score you can get with the skills you've gained. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. Just, I mean, obviously these people know what they're doing. They're like the best at what they do in the world. Right? So like Lindsay said, look to them for inspiration. And guys, seriously, don't hurt yourself the day before the game, right? Like, don't make these mistakes that we're talking about the day before the test, okay? Make sure that your brain is a muscle, right? Just like your other muscles. You need to relax it, guys. Be confident you've done your best up to now. There's nothing you can do the day before the test to improve your score. Nothing. You can only make it worse by freaking yourself out. So find your own pregame ritual, okay? Like try and relax. Go out with friends. Make yourself just get into that right state of mind so you have a good sleep. And then the next day you can perform at your top level.
I love it. I love it. Let's wrap it up there, Jessica, because those are brilliant words of wisdom so that our listeners can perform on that exam. All right, Jessica, I will see you on this show tomorrow. Same time, same place.
All right. Fantastic. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.